right, will everybody please put your hands up in the air? Now go ahead and pull on that strap right next to you. Keep on pulling on that thing. All right, enjoy your podcast.
With that one.
So anyway.
Anyways, welcome Swabs, Scalawags, and motherfuckers. What am I supposed to say? Welcome Swabs, Scalawags, and Sons of Bitches, Wibbly Wobbly, officially official, wildly inaccurate, yet Dead Nets on Disney
Apocalypse Podcast.
Inappropriate on so many levels, and this week, we apologize profusely for that introduction.
That's not what I wrote at all. I kind of like the introduction.
Jake retracts some news.
I do.
Jordan did a thing. There might be listener questions. Main topic. We put characters in World Showcase that make the putting babies on spike sound. Damn it, you weren't supposed to read this part out loud. No, stop it. Oh, guys, I need a new teleprompter.
You didn't even make the sound.
There's your phone.
I'm the teleprompter.
Oh. Damn it, we typed a question
that's
mark on the
scary
teleprompter. You know Burgundy reads everything that's typed out?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Apparently, so does Josh.
Oh, only because I read it previously and I thought it was funny. So,
wait, that was the first time you've ever read it previously.
I'm trying to get better at my job, guys.
Now,
we're proud of you, Josh. We're proud.
Yeah, those last two guys that we got rid of.
And you now have to awkwardly see it at family functions.
That's what's amazing about our family. We don't function.
Yeah, first you have to have a family function.
That's what I meant to say.
You guys have been together more often than, and by you guys, I mean you three.
Oh, okay. So the
I like how you count.
That's not how everybody counts. What are you teaching your kids in school, Shayna?
You three. Not this.
It's sign language, but like from...
Yeah, no, it's not. Stop.
There's nothing that I could have said that wasn't offensive.
Yeah, just stop. You're done.
I'm done. So, hey, I guess before we get into things, Shayna had a funny story.
Yeah, so I have a funny story. Okay, so for number one, I somehow lost the charger to my laptop. So I'm on my cell phone. And then as I was getting onto the call, I dropped my cell phone on the floor. And my charger broke off. So the girl part is in the boy part of my charger. But the boy part isn't connected to a wire, so my phone's going to lose charge.
And the back phone's connected to the front phone.
Yes. La Tête, La Poule, La Genou, La Pierre. I can sing it all over again. I'm going to lose power, and that's what's going to happen.
Well, Shannon, power corrupts, so.
Because I suck at life.
Oh, so how much power do you have right now?
Oh, well, I can't tell because if I click it, I lose the call.
Oh.
So, Yeah, I lose things and I break things and I injure myself. And that's what my life is like.
So you might just disappear suddenly from this here episode.
And if I do, it's been nice knowing you.
We're just going to assume you died.
If your phone shuts off, it means you're dead?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been trying to kill me for months now.
You guys, Jordan!
I have not been here!
Yeah, that's why Shane is still alive. Did you notice that?
I'm still here.
Don't try to backpedal your way out of this one, buddy.
Who are you calling, buddy? Pal?
Who are you calling, pal, friend?
Who are you calling, friend, guy?
You're wrong.
Who are you calling, who are you calling guy, bro?
Who are you calling, bro, shoddy?
Oh, that's a good one.
Is anyone else concerned?
Who are you calling shoddy, bro, boo?
About the general state of things.
Well, yeah,
but mostly Josh's glasses.
They're goggles.
I like them.
Can you see underwater with them?
No, they're motorcycle goggles.
Well, then what good are they?
You driving a motorcycle underwater?
That's amazing.
Do you not?
It's impressive.
On occasion.
I saw Tim drive a three-wheeler underwater once.
I'm not familiar with this story, am I?
Yeah, I don't know. He crashed his three-wheeler in a canal.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
They float upside down.
Well, that's good.
Oh, you'll float too.
Wait, I take that back.
You don't float down here.
Tim didn't crash it. My friend crashed Tim's three-wheeler.
Oh.
Upside down. In a canal.
This story got unbelievable suddenly.
Oh. I'm sober. I can't remember right.
No, you had a friend?
Bah.
Bah.
Wah, wah, wah.
So, yeah. I guess for the sake of you know, power running out on Shayna's phone.
We should get going?
We should probably get going. Guys, I'm Jake.
Bye, everyone.
Wait, no, not end the podcast. I mean, introductions.
Oh, I'm Josh, and my computer just did a thing. Am I here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We hope you're here.
Anyway. Is anyone else here? Me and Josh so far.
I'm here.
I'm Annie.
Oh, Annie. Look at that face.
Touch a button. What did I do?
Somebody burp fast.
Hold on. I got this.
Do it.
I can't burp on command. Stop feeding her.
What? She was thirsty.
It's not after midnight. She's fine. Oh, I miss Annie.
Well, me too. That's why I printed her out.
So. She's here in spirit.
I like that you printed her out. That's super old school. I love it.
It's black and white.
The work printer also didn't have color ink, so she's in gray and black and white. So,
grayscale Annie.
By the power of grayscale. By the power of grayscale, I'm
invested in me. I am presenting Annie.
Guys, this is radio.
So they say.
Hey, I'm Jordan.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Jordan. Jordan, we missed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys sound like you had some fun when I was away.
Did we?
They had to put up with just me while you were gone. It was terrible.
This is what happens whenever Jake sends me a text whenever I'm recording. I don't pay attention to anything but my text message. I listen to them. I listened to the episodes. You guys sound like you had it on lock whenever I was not here.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good.
I mean, we tried.
We tried really hard, but, you know, the show goes
really to... You guys are making it sound like I'm an important part to this operation.
The important guy.
Wait, you're gone?
Wait. See?
That is inaccurate.
Was here the whole time.
We did get a compliment.
From who?
Jay Swash. We got a compliment.
Yeah,
what did you say?
It was backhanded, but we got one. He said he almost enjoyed the podcast.
That's not backhanded. Hey, that's just honest.
No.
We're moving up.
Kind of enjoyed it.
Moving on up.
Oh, no. Guys, my phone just told me I have 20% battery.
Okay, so real quick, while Shane is here, let me get through the one news item real fast, and then we're going to go into listener questions since that was Shane's idea.
The Star Wars.
Boom, boom.
It wasn't my idea.
You're right. Thanks, Annie. Hey, guys, let's talk some Disney.
I just encouraged it.
Let's do this. I don't know what's going on.
Jordan has a puppet. And it's a very helpful puppet.
Double fist bump. Okay, news item. Let's do it.
Oh, Jesus.
Gordy.
Yeah.
He's here?
What?
No, not yet. But, okay, news item. Last week, I did announce from an erroneous source that Jingle Cruise will not be back. What? However, hold on. However, okay. News has come out that Jingle Cruise will, in fact, be back. So, this is a time when, I mean, in the moment, Shayna disagreed with me. And if she wanted to, she could, you know, rub it in my face right now.
I could, but I'm not gonna because I'm a bigger person than you.
We're not that type of podcast.
I feel like I'm a bigger person than you makes it not so
I don't. I don't treat my brothers that way.
Hey, Josh, what do you have?
Do you not have any brothers then? Because that's exactly how brothers treat each other.
This is my laser thermometer.
You better let me win a Mario Kart, or I'll punch you in the
service
face.
Thermometer. All right.
Secret handshake.
Infrared thermometer.
Very different conversations going on here. Jordan, see, this is what happens. We went over the thermometer 2 weeks ago. You weren't here.
Hey, Josh, what temperature are we?
No, we did this.
What temperature are we?
Shayna, you're 98.1. That seems healthy.
Yes.
Jordan's 98.7. That's insane. The pitchers right next to each other.
We're so close together.
Jake, you're 98.9. Maybe I need to get this thing calibrated.
I'm hot.
And
that's your eye, yes.
Oh, Jordan and I are drinking the same beers tonight.
The same beard?
Cheers.
The freezer's -1. Cheers. I'm going to climb into here.
I don't think you can see me because my picture's gone, but cheers.
Cheers.
Are we just going to ignore Josh taking the temperature of his freezer?
This freezer's -7.6.
Oh, it's freezing.
I'll be in here for the rest of the show, guys.
Okay.
And, by the way, while we're drinking the same beer and cheersing, congratulations to Chelsea before my battery dies and I can't talk anymore.
Well, if she was here, she would say thank you.
Can you just, like, turn around and yell?
No, she's asleep.
So can you just turn around and yell?
Yeah, Jake, it's kind of late here.
Jesse, wake up! Jenna says congratulations!
I don't think we talked about this. I got to meet Josh and his family and Jordan and Chelsea.
Well, we talked about the Josh and the family part. But Jordan wasn't here, so that part got left out.
We didn't talk about Jordan and Chelsea.
Right.
And that was fun.
And the funny thing is the irony is that we met in Disney Springs, but we live like an hour away from one another.
No, so. It's like 45 minutes, yeah. It's so dumb.
But hey, Disney, bringing people together.
That's right. Right.
Am I right, guys?
True.
Am I right?
Yes.
Come
on,
right.
Guys.
Josh, will you stop it?
No, I don't wanna.
I don't wanna. I like it.
I just want to keep saying, Josh, this is radio.
Oh, so I should put my clothes back on?
No, that's Josh, this is radio. Completely allowed.
I mean, no clothes required.
Speaking of which, what was the name of the radio DJ in Wayne's World 2? I was trying to think of this the other day, and I can't remember what
it was. Oh, it was Handsome Dan.
Handsome Dan! Like Mr. Handsome? Captain Fantastic? What the hell was it?
No, nah, wasn't it, what's
his name? It was Harry Shearer.
Yeah.
But there was the one guy that came out first, and they're like, Handsome Dan? Nope.
Turns out he was like the screamer, or the Mr. Yelly, or whatever. Yelly?
Yeah, something like Mr. that. That was a great gag! It was a good movie, I think. You know, I haven't seen the second one forever, so maybe it wasn't a good movie. But that part was funny. So, anyway, next up, hey, let's get some listener questions real quick. First question, since it's Shana's idea. Wait, Shana,
it was not my question. It was not my idea.
I have the text right here. It says, "Get on it."
No, it was Josh's idea.
Oh, and I had an idea.
Yeah, and then you said, oh, no, let's don't do it. And I said, yes, do it. And then you all blasted me on Twitter like I was so demanding and ridiculous.
No, I didn't blast you. I said you're demanding.
Okay, yeah, like I said.
And then Dimitri jumped in on it. And
yeah, you did.
They passed out because he's an alcoholic.
Oh, it was Josh's idea.
Yeah, no.
I told you.
That's what Shannon said.
Why do you argue with me, Jake?
Because I honestly thought
I fucking told you.
I tried to give you the good idea. I didn't want to give it to Josh. What the hell?
Yeah, but you didn't think it was a good idea. So you
No, Jordan didn't think it was a good idea.
No, you didn't think it was a good idea, so you passed it off on me.
Read that back to me.
No, should we just read all of our text messages for the day?
Guys, do we have to fight? It's Christmas. I guess.
Shut up, asshole. So anyway, this week on Jake's Wrong. So
there's two things this week. Holy shit.
We got two questions from one person.
Both from at Reverend Freako. Is this your friend, Shana?
I guess.
A lot of people do. Like three people, and I just can't keep track of all of them. Settle down, eyebrows. So he asked, because I only have one question. Apparently there was a second one. Wait, which one goes first? Or does it matter?
I guess it doesn't matter.
Dealer's
choice. Who's on first?
No.
Dealer's choice?
Okay, so the first one, the one that I have, says, would you rather fight one at Derek Bergen-sized duck or 100 ducks-sized at Derek Bergen's?
Yeah. How tall is at Derek Bergen?
Yeah, I think that's the details that we need answered.
Yeah.
Well, no, and the details that I needed, my response was this before or after they stopped making Coke Zero?
What does that mean?
Because if he doesn't have Coke Zero, he has no powers. So if the Coke Zero is gone...
They stopped making Coke Zero.
They did.
No, they changed the name.
To what?
It's different. It's different.
No, it's a different recipe.
It's totally different. So if my answer is... Wait, what was the question?
What happened to Coke Zero? Is it Coke Zero? Oh, the real question?
Yeah, what was his real question?
I don't know. I got...
One
would you rather fight one Derek Bergen-sized duck or 100 duck-sized Derek Bergenses?
Derek Bergensen?
I would rather fight one Derek Bergen-sized duck without him having Coke Zero.
I feel like a Derek Bergen-sized duck is just a dinosaur with feathers, though.
Or yeah, but you don't know how big Derek Bergen is.
Unless he has dwarfism, we can say that, right? That's a real thing.
Yeah, no,
yes.
He doesn't have dwarfism.
So, I don't know.
I just find it very funny that poor Derek Bergen has gotten himself dragged into our nonsense.
But, like, if he's 6'7", I don't want a 6'7" duck.
No, I don't think he's 6'7". I think he's kind of average.
What's average? So,
like, 6 feet?
So more than 5 inches, okay.
5'8", 6 feet? I don't know. Derek Bergen, if you're listening, how tall are you?
Of course he's not listening. But
no, he's not listening. He won't even follow me on Twitter. He's not listening.
He won't even follow me to my car. I thought we were friends. What's the second question? From not Derek Bergen, but the other guy.
Yeah, his second question was, why am I your favorite?
And the answer to that is you're not.
No one cares.
Sam, we're sorry. We like you, Sam.
But you're not a favorite.
I appreciate you.
We don't play favorites. That's why everyone's our favorite.
Well, I think he's kind of our favorite by default because he's the only one that's sent us questions.
It's in a question, yeah.
Oh, I definitely have a favorite kid, so there's always favorites.
That's true.
Wait, Josh had a question too. What was it?
Nobody cares that you have a favorite goat.
Nice. I didn't have a question, did I?
Well, yeah, but not. You didn't intend to it, but I thought it was a funny question. So I'm going to go back and find her. You guys keep talking. Oh, that's what it was.
Good job, I'm sorry.
Last question. That's the worst dead air ever. Hey, let's just listen to Josh yawn.
I was trying to say something, but I couldn't.
Yeah, you came out.
It's like a retarded Chewbacca.
Oh, gosh.
You can't say that. 2016.
It's like a retarded Wookiee.
Much better.
Oh, my six-year-old. I got to get him a swear jar.
What did he do?
For some reason, his new favorite phrase is, "Holy shit!"
I like it.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Guys, I promise.
I support this.
Yeah. So, like the swear jar, do you give him a quarter every time he says it?
I pull every time he says it.
I hit you with a jar.
He has to put a quarter in, and then when it's full enough, I buy him beer with it. He's like, "Oh, that's so nice of me to buy you beer." It's like, oh, fuck.
I like it.
All right, what's my question?
It said, should I move my pod station to my weight set so I can work out while fidgeting while podcasting?
Oh, yeah. I should go, like, over there.
Now.
Yeah, point, Josh. This is radio.
It's my station's on wheels. Is my cord's not long enough.
Wait, your station's on my station?
Personal problem.
Well, my station's at... It's
definitely below average.
Why would you blow average?
Why was I about to act that out? Oh, this is wildly awkward. Hey guys, that's it for news and listener question and host question. Okay, I should have asked for listener's question because I just realized that listener was singular. That's why we only got the one. Everyone else must have been like, "Oh, well, he's got it covered."
You just realized listener was singular?
I mean, in that context, because because it's listener questions, and he sent us two. He did everything literally.
So a listener sent us
questions. I get it.
Questions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This one's on me. It's my fault. I should have done listener's questions.
Okay,
and I apologize. Next up in news, Jordan did a thing. And here to tell us all about it is Josh.
Jordan did a thing.
Thanks, Josh. Hey, coming up next. Hey, a new Star Wars trailer was released today.
Oh, he really is.
It was 10 minutes before we started our recording.
It was really good. Like, can we talk about it real fast?
Yes.
And then we'll get into the important things. So, I liked it. So, this morning, or yesterday, there was an article about from director Rian Johnson saying there were potential spoilers in it. And I didn't see any, so.
Yeah, I'm so left in the dark that even that, hey, this is totally full of spoilers. Still have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why, but like Star Wars trailers, these new ones are pretty damn perfect. Because.
Yeah, they're solid.
I watched the trailer. I like the trailer. No clue what's going on. No clue what's going to happen. And, yeah. But, like Jordan said, though, it came out 10 minutes before we started recording this. So it's pretty fresh on my memory.
Yeah, I watched it like two or three times.
But what I really liked about it were the new walkers. And they looked very gorilla-ish. Did anyone else notice that?
What? Isn't that kind of part of their name? Like, I think there's some, like, all-terrain gorilla walkers or something like that.
Oh, I have no idea. I just like that in the Star Wars universe that we still have walkers when they have hover technology.
Let me look it up real quick. Talk amongst yourselves.
Huh. Okay. Josh, yawn again, since you're so good at talking.
Invented the wheel on that planet yet?
So we should decimate them?
I don't know. Just... any society that doesn't have wills. I mean, the fucking Wookiees had wills, right?
Yeah, they did. Hmm. The Wookiees had helicopters, man.
Ewoks didn't have wills.
Ewoks did not have... wait, no, they had a cart, didn't... did they have a cart? They had a cart in the Ewok movies. Hmm. Also, let it be known to the listener that Shayna has been a woman of her word and died. Or her phone died.
Oh. That's a bummer.
I was going to see how long we could go with that.
The ATM-6 Walker is what it's called.
So M6 stands for Gorilla?
Sure.
Oh, well, you said.
It's the AT Harambe Walker.
Whoa! I forgot about Harambe!
All-terrain Mega Caliber 6.
Gorilla Radio! Turn that shit up. Yeah, that's Safari Mike's podcast, right? Gorilla Radio?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we haven't mentioned him for a while.
Huh. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
How's Safari Mike?
Does he still listen?
He's Safari Dave's brother.
Mark?
Yes. Wow. Going way back in the vault for that gag. That goes back to, like, June. Anyway, yeah, there's the trailer was really good. I don't have much to say about it.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's going to put asses in seats. It's going to put my ass in seats.
I already bought a ticket.
It's going to win all the Oscars and sweep everything. You know, we joke about that, but then, like, that one time Lord of the Rings actually did that.
Right. Was it Return of the King, right?
Yes. And, you know... I'm not going to disagree with it. That's a damn fine movie.
I don't think I've seen it in about 10 years.
Well, it's a chore. It's like 3 days long, but it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, after you watch it, you don't want to watch another movie for quite a while. But in the moment... Josh, have you seen Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I've seen all of them. It's just Harry Potter I haven't seen.
I've seen some Harry Potters.
A cheap Lord of the Rings ripoff.
I feel like the Harry Potter movies are very poorly made.
Never seen one.
Disagree.
Well, hold on. Jordan, did you read the books?
Wait, are you disagreeing with Jake or me? Because I've never seen one.
No, I think the films are very well made. I just think that it's, I mean, what movie is exactly like the book to begin with?
Well, no.
I also feel like it's like two different formats. Like, I mean... you're not going to put a Stephen King book verbatim on screen. Like, it just wouldn't work out that way.
So, did they cut the 11-year-old
like, same thing with Harry Potter books.
Well, no. Here's my problem with them. I haven't read the books.
Books are good.
I would like to read the books. I have plans to read the books.
He's still on the Twilight series.
I'm up to Breaking Dawn.
Fair enough.
Who's Dawn?
Is that a Twilight movie?
Breaking Dawn.
You can't just use the Annie puppet for sass.
Why not?
No, so my problem with the Harry Potter
Wait,
release was...
Wait, that's all Annie does is give a sass anyway. Like, I feel like it's an accurate portrayal.
It's true. But, so not having read the Harry Potter books, the movies assumed correctly. This is a very selfish review I'm doing here, that everybody has read the books except for me. And so they didn't really, like, explain things. Like, shit just happened.
I actually watched the movies before I read the books. And
also, I started on the third movie.
I've seen a lot of World War I documentaries.
And I did not ever see the first two movies. Maybe I'm just missing things.
Which World War I documentaries?
Jurassic Park.
A lot of them. Mostly Lord of the Rings. Like,
He's not wrong! I don't care what J.R.R. Tolkien says. He's like, no, this had nothing to do with World War I. It's the exact same story, and you were in the war! Who are you trying to fool? This is so Disney, guys. Okay, Star Wars trailer is awesome. Let's move right on to other things. Josh, what happened next with Jordan?
He's on a boat.
All right, so let's get to our main topic.
Jesus, can we let Jordan tell about his boat?
Yeah, I really want to hear about it. Jordan, will you let Josh
talk,
please?
I have a boat, guys. Go ahead, Josh.
Whoa, we're back to me?
Great story.
Riveting storytelling.
No, really. Jordan did a thing, and I'd like to hear about his thing. And if he tells a different thing, I'm going to be pissed. Guys, I went to the World of Coke.
There's a reason that's in Atlanta. Oh, not that kind of Coke.
It's a ruse. Anyway, will you let Jordan talk?
Did you ever have the Coke from Italy before?
Josh has. Josh is the Beverly.
Beverly. Yeah.
Yeah. She was good in It.
Just a whole line of Beverly.
You know, it just might work.
No, I got married on a
Hey, thanks, Jordan. No.
So, sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to steal your story from you. But.
I was like, why are you apologizing to Josh? Sorry, Josh, I got married.
Yeah, one of these little guys now, as I point to the camera to my wedding ring. So, here, I'm going to give you guys a close-up. There's some AT-ATs on there.
The fuck is an AT-AT?
It's the previous version of the AT-M6.
Yes. It's the all-terrain armored transport. From
so
Empire Strikes Back. No, it's an AT-AT.
Also from Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
No, because, like, the AC-130, nobody calls it an AC-130.
But you could.
Right, you know why? You know why? Because 130 isn't... It's because 130 isn't a fucking word, but AT is. So it's AT-AT. Like the ATST or quote unquote ATST, it's an ATST.
Like,
STA isn't a word.
It's not NASA. It's NASA.
Yeah, but it's
AT-AT rolls off the tongue better.
AT-AT.
Anyway, so I got married on one of the Disney cruises, and it was pretty cool. Yes, so we got on. It was a Disney Dream. It was a. But hold on.
I don't think we're synced here.
No?
What?
Just be quiet.
Okay, hold on.
I did first. Hey.
Who was on first? It was the Disney Dream. It was left port Monday evening, and we got back to port Friday morning. Monday, we got on the boat. We had to meet immediately with the wedding planner and the photographer because we were getting married the next day when we were knocked at Nassau or docked at Nassau. And
when we were knocked
and knocked at Nassau.
Yeah.
Knocked at I swear Nassau. To God, I've only had half a beer. I've only had half a beer.
Which half?
Top half.
Ah, that'll happen.
And it was like it was super busy. Like we were so busy doing wedding stuff that we didn't get to really enjoy the full extent of the cruise. So we met for dinner with friends and family that night. The next morning we had to wake up early because that was the day we were getting married, but I had to go get my suit steamed. She had her dress steamed, so they were all nice and neat for the wedding. Then Wait, we
your David Pumpkin suit?
No, not yet. I'm not there yet. No, my actual like suit I got married in.
Yeah, your David Pumpkin suit.
No, but that was an option. Like she said I could do it and I'm like and I was this close from doing it.
Did you wait, did I just steal one of your jokes and stories that's about to come up? I can cut
it. Well, I was gonna talk about it, but no, it's fine, whatever.
I blame the writer for him.
It's okay. Okay. We did photos before the ceremony. It was like the first look, because I hadn't seen her wedding dress yet.
It's very traditional. Like
the first, yeah. But so we did that. Then it was we did photos. Then it was time for the ceremony. This whole ceremony lasted 10 minutes, and it took place in the atrium of the ship. And it was really cool because the atrium of the ship is completely decorated for Halloween. There was a giant Halloween tree, and every night it actually sprouted more jack-o'-lanterns. So whenever we were getting married, there was like these fully bloomed, quote-unquote, fully bloomed jack-o'-lanterns coming from this tree. Ceremony was super short. It was like 10 minutes. Worked out well for us because we didn't want anything super big or grand. We just kind of wanted to go, get to the point. Let's, all right, done. Let's wrap it up. So after the ceremony, we went to the reception where we had like cake and champagne. And we had to do more photos up there. And they took us to, it's called like the lookout. This certain room, it's called the lookout, and it's on one lookout. Of the lookout. Yeah, the spires that come up from the boat, so you can see pretty much like everything where the boat is pointing from a higher elevation. But we were docked at Nassau, so I just got a view of Nassau, and that was about it. So once that was done, we met for about an hour in our wedding clothes and took more photos. And after that, the photographer said, "Once you guys go put on your Halloween garb, because we brought like Halloween suits to or Halloween. I don't want to say costumes, but Chelsea had like a very Halloween-esque or Halloween-ish dress and leggings, and she had the Halloween mini ears. And I actually went out and bought a David Pumpkin suit a couple weeks before, so I changed it into my David Pumpkin suit." And we were walking around the ship just dressed up for Halloween, which a lot of people didn't really bat an eye at because that night was just so happened to be Halloween on the high seas. So a lot of kids were starting to get dressed up for Halloween a little early anyway. So we just kind of looked like we were dressed up for Halloween. So we went around for about another hour and got more photos. And then we finally got to go back to our room and change to just comfortable clothes and then enjoy the rest of the afternoon. And I guess the dining on the ship, there's three restaurants that rotate.
Yes.
Yeah, and your wait staff rotates with you. So that night we were in our second, where we were supposed to be in the second restaurant, but because we got married on the ship, I guess part of the wedding package is we get a meal in one of the two fine dining restaurants.
Paolo?
Extra money. Yeah, so we had our options were Paolo and Remy, but we went Paolo because Paolo is Italian cuisine and Remy is French cuisine.
I didn't know they had a Remy on the ship. But
yeah, yeah.
I thought it was on the new ones, but that's cool.
Where
did they put it? I've been on the ship, but there's no Remy.
It's right next to, like, when you walk in to go check into Paolo, you take a left to go to Paolo and you take a right to go to Remy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, there's that area behind the host.
The other three restaurants that were part of your cruise ticket, meaning that you could get as much food from all of them because you already paid for it.
Yeah.
Was Enchanted Forest, something or another, Royal Palace.
Hold on. I've made a mistake.
What?
You were on the Dream.
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. Got it. I'm an idiot. For some reason, I heard you. Well, they all have like the same name. I thought you were on the Magic, which is
no.
Okay, I'm on board. I was like, when did they get the Remy? But okay, I'm back. I have not been on this ship.
Okay. And then the third restaurant that was part of your cruise ticket was Artist Palette, I think
Animator's
it's called.
Palette.
Animator's Palette. Yeah, I keep messing that one up.
Because that one's awesome.
Anyway, so we had Paolo, and we had a nice table in front of a window, which we overlooked. We overlooked the ocean, but it sucks because our reservation was for 7, but we didn't get seated till about 7:15, 7:20, and by the time the server came to take drink order, the sun was practically setting, and we didn't get a chance to admire the view as long as we would have liked. But the meal was amazing, and I like to eat there again.
What did you have?
If I ever win the lottery. I can't remember. I feel like it was I feel like I had a steak. I feel like a nice cut of prime rib or something like that. But we both had
a steak.
Yeah.
It resembled steak.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it was meat.
Just meat.
Yeah. Anyway, so after we were done with that, we were exhausted, so we went to bed. And the next morning, we had to get up super early and take sunrise photos. So we were up at like 5:30.
Good hell, that's a lot of picture taking so far.
Yeah, well, our alarm went off at 5:30. I don't think we rolled out of bed till like 6:15, but we had to be up on the deck because first light was at 7 a.m. So we got up, we took the photos, and then this was also our castaway key day. And we get back to the room, and Chelsea said, "Hey, we're docking in about 20 minutes. Do you want to run the 5K on Castaway Key?"
What?
And I said, "No, I don't."
Good choice.
She's like, she's like, "Well, what are you going to do?" I'm like, "I'm going to go get breakfast." She's like, "Are you sure you don't want to run a 5K?" I was like, "No, I want bacon."
Literally the opposite.
Yeah, yeah. So she got changed to go run the 5K. And I went and met her parents at one of the restaurants for the breakfast buffet. Then after we left that, or after breakfast was over, they all went to the island. I went back to the room because I was waiting for her. So she came back to the room. She changed into her swimsuit. And then we went to Castaway Key.
Question.
Yes.
It's a 5K on the boat or on Castaway Key?
It's on Castaway Key.
Okay.
How big is this boat?
You can run 5 kilometers on a boat.
Yeah, I could run 5 kilometers in this room. I'm just going to get really dizzy.
Yeah. See?
Anyway.
No, it was on the island. And okay. So Castaway Key, we opted to go to the – it's called Serenity Beach, so it's kind of like a little further away than where the dock is, but it's an 18 and up only beach. And I'm not a big fan of two things, one of which being the sun, and the second of which being sand. So the beach is not really my ideal location, but how many times am I going to be on a Caribbean island for my wedding cruise? So I figured I'm going to be a good sport, and I'm going to go hang. Luckily, I was able to find an unoccupied umbrella, and I just kind of sat my happy ass under that umbrella for probably about 3 hours. I was able to get up, like, it was a little overcast that day, so I did go into the water, and it was pretty cool. You know, there were, like, some stingrays and some fish swimming out pretty close to the beach, so
like got to see
some little... Yeah, yeah.
Are there tame fish?
I mean, the stingray, not... Because I know they have stingray petting stations over there, so I didn't know, like...
No, I mean, these were just
hands.
Yeah, just little sea critters that would just, you know, kind of go about their own business. And the food on the island was freshly made. So like there's like a little lunch shack off of Serenity Beach where you had the option of getting like fresh burgers, a steak, ribs, grilled chicken, like jerk chicken. There was like a huge salad bar and just tons of free desserts. Like, and it's all like meals that were included in your cruise ticket, so you could just keep going back for as many as you want. That's something I utilized on the boat, was the buffet on the 11th, on the deck, the upper deck, because I'm gonna take advantage of that. Free food? Well, yeah. Sure. Sold.
You paid for it. You eat it.
Yeah. When I say the beaches, I fucking ate and drank everything.
Even the sand.
Yeah. Don't drink sand. It's bad for you.
Yeah. I brought some sand home from me in a pair of shoes I wore to the beach. Ooh. Because I do not own a pair of sandals. So, like, I was also scared. Like, I wasn't going out in the sun, and I was reapplying sunblock pretty regularly because I'm thinking we still have photos we have to take tonight. And the last thing I need to be is sunburnt as shit for my last batch of wedding photos. Luckily, I didn't get sunburnt. So.
In all fairness, we've all seen you sunburned as shit.
Oh, God, good, it's call. The worst.
Good, yeah. Call on the worst. Good call. Again. Oh. No offense.
Oh, my man, God, it was the worst.
You look so embarrassed.
Jeez, I molted. Like, that's... it was an entire exoskeleton last time I got sunburned. Just peeled right off. Back on the boat.
Wait, do you have, like, a Jordan up. Skin suit?
I have a Josh wearing. Skin. Yeah, I was going to say. No, I'll shut up. I'll go back to my corner.
Good. No, I don't know where you are.
I'm right here.
Hello, thing.
Got back on the boat. I can't remember. I feel like we had some time to just hang out and walk around the ship. Oh, no. Let me back up one. So the night we got, the previous night, after dinner at Palo, we were doing more wedding photos, but there's a section on the boat that only, right? And I forget like what it's called, but inside, yeah. There's a nursery for smaller kids, but for, you know, kids 5 to 12.
Yeah, the kids get, like, their whole deck, and it's all Star Wars and stuff.
Right. So there's this whole section that had the cockpit from the Millennium Falcon, and then the whole side room with the sabacc table, and then there was an R2-D2 in there, but in an adjacent room, there was a Toy Story room, and we wanted to go take wedding photos in there, or in those two rooms, but we had to wait until after 11, because it's for the kiddos only, until 11 p.m., and then after 11 p.m., it becomes what they call open house. So anybody can just go in and check it out. So we took our photographer and we took pictures in the wedding, official wedding photos in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon on the deck and at the sabacc table, which I have some of the photos of. I can show you guys, and then I can post them on my Twitter or whatever.
Twitter is at Jordan Gasly. Look at that. Yes. I just plugged you.
Wow, thank you. Wait.
Someone needs to get plugged.
Phrasing.
Thanks, Papa Danny. I was going to say. I feel like she wouldn't say that. I was going to say, though, I saw the picture.
Don't tell me what I would say.
That's weird. I saw the picture of the Millennium Falcon cockpit, and I have a complaint.
What's that?
Why did it look like it was fighting AT-ATs on Hoth? That never happened.
It flew through Hoth.
But it didn't fight the AT-ATs.
Yeah, but you know why? When you're watching the screen, it's the same screen video that they use for Star Tours.
Oh.
Yeah, so because what'll happen is like all the buttons do nothing. Like when you click the buttons, they just light up. And whenever you're steering it. Right. Yeah. Like they do nothing. So what'll happen is it'll look like the Millennium Falcon's going through light speed, and then it'll just appear on any number of planets or scenarios that you ride on the Star Tours ride, but you can't interact with it. Like you can do whatever you want, and then it just kinda ends. And then it resets itself, goes through light speed, and then you end up in a new scenario.
So it's just Star Tours.
So it's, yeah, essentially.
I'm going to be honest. I've come around on this idea. I like it a lot.
So anyway, so we got our photos there, but we had to wait super late. Then we had to wake up super early, did Castaway Key, finally had some time to ourselves. So we just kind of roamed around the boat checking things out that we haven't seen yet. And there was a drink of the day for each day we were there, and like they were all like Halloween themed. Like one of them was called Spooky Juice, and I don't know what it was, but I ordered it.
Did you say Spooky Juice or Spooky Juice?
The first one. Wait, which one? Which one's worse?
Yes.
Okay.
Think twice. So
I just want them to be like, today's drink of the day is milk, 2%.
No, there's an alcoholic and a non-alcoholic drink of the day, but I'm not gonna.
I'll be alcoholic.
Cruise. Yeah, I mean, I was too. I was on a cruise. Like, what do you want from me?
Booze cruise.
And then that was the night we had dinner at the Royal Palace, which was okay. Feel like I liked the Enchanted Forest restaurant was good, but it looks like it's just straight out of the 80s. Like it just looks like the pastel colors that just decorated the walls and decor and everything. It just like I felt like I walked into the 80s.
You love the 80s.
It was weird. I like the 80s. I don't know if I love the 80s.
I just wanted to make a reference to the show. Fair enough.
Anyway, then after dinner, we had to wait for the fireworks because that's when we got our last batch, or we were going to shoot our last batch up on the deck when the fireworks were going off. That wasn't until 11 p.m.
So, wait, where was the ship?
We were leaving Castaway Key, so we were slowly heading back towards Port Canaveral.
I was just wondering where Castaway Key fireworks start going off, because I don't know if
we were out at sea, but if you look on a map, Castaway Key isn't very far from the coast of Florida.
Yeah.
So theoretically, like if we were traveling at a decent speed, we probably could have left Castaway Key and been back at port in like 3 hours. 2 hours, 3 hours. Yes, Josh.
I've flown over it before in a helicopter.
It's not very far at all. So,
yeah, if you didn't have a lateral move.
It's also a lateral move to Florida. Like I thought we were
like from Miami,
south of Florida. Yeah, no, it's like you're right there. So after the photos, Chelsea and I were both exhausted from the last 48 hours. So we went and slept in. And then we finally had just a day to do whatever, and then we just loafed around. We didn't do anything interesting at all on the last day, which was our day at sea. We just kind of walked around and checked out the shops, and which something that's really interesting, and I don't know if it's just the Disney Cruise Line in particular, but a lot of the merchandise was the characters from the new Mickey shorts, like that new style animation that they have for the Mickey shorts. Like all those characters or those versions of the characters were on all the merchandise for the Disney Cruise Line. I'm okay with it too. Like I know a lot of people that say they don't like it. I actually really enjoy the animation style, but I thought it was a very interesting choice because I'm looking at all the cruise merchandise, or at least all the cruise merchandise with the characters on it, and it's all that specific version of those characters.
I like that.
A couple drinks here and there. We enjoyed it. We had time to enjoy. And then Friday morning, we woke up and we were docked back in Port Canaveral, and they kicked us off the boat at 9:30.
Did you have to do that thing where you had suitcases outside and everything?
Yeah, we had to do that the night before.
Yeah. Did they say, everybody leave? I'm sorry. That was rude.
Please, leave.
No, now. No, we met up because I guess the proper protocol is you wake up in the morning and then you go back to the restaurant you were at the previous night, and then you have breakfast, and then from breakfast you can just leave the ship.
Oh.
So. All
right. So.
And then we didn't book the Magical Express. We ended up having to hire a driver, somebody who a minivan or a Suburban. I can't remember what came to pick us up. But two of our friends, we had to drive to the airport, and then we decided to, or we didn't decide, but we went to Saratoga Springs for the honeymoon, and we stayed at Disney World for 5 days.
Oh, you stayed at Saratoga Springs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a first time at a deluxe resort. I liked the room a lot. I was not a big fan of the placement of where our room was because it was
a big place.
It is huge, and it was a trek to get anywhere. Even to the closest bus stop was super far away.
How many bus stops does it have?
Five?
Hey guys,
what?
I shit you not. The Google Maps satellite image of Castaway Cay, it's fucking K.
I know.
They're the same thing, different languages.
Okay.
Anyways, there's like a big cloud over the island. You can see a cruise ship and then a cloud, and that's it.
That's something. Luckily, we had good weather. I mean, there was like some scattered showers, but it was not like a thunderstorm or a tropical depression or anything like that. But the first night we were on the boat, I guess the waters were still rough because Maria had just passed through.
That bitch.
And the first night, the waters were very rough. Actually, a couple people from our table had to get up and go back to their room because they were...
And vomit.
Getting motion. Yeah, pretty much. They were getting motion sick. Luckily, I popped a Dramamine before I ate, so I was good.
Wait, drowsy, or regular formula or non-drowsy?
Less drowsy.
Okay. Good
Because when I woke up the next morning, it was still in my system. Like, I had to power through, like, 2 hours.
Jeez.
Yeah, but whenever like that night, whenever the waters were rough, I was laying in bed before dinner, and it was actually kind of soothing. I was like, man, I could fall asleep right now. This is really nice. And then I stood up, and I'm like, oh my god, this is the worst.
Yeah, that the ocean will do that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that the ocean or no?
But. So Disney World was fun. I mean, we've all been to Disney World many times. The only thing that happened to note there was we just so happened to be there during Epcot's 35th anniversary. And the night before, we went to bed early with full intention on waking up early and going to Epcot for the opening festivities and try to see if we can get any of the cool like t-shirts or whatever. We ended up sleeping in late a little bit, but even then, like sleeping in was like 7 a.m. And then by the time we got ready to walk out the door, I looked on Twitter and the lines were already out of like
the park,
like going like super long going out of the park. And I'm like, there's no point in going to Epcot now. Let's just go to Hollywood Studios, which we did. And every ride was practically a walk on. And
all three of them.
The only, yeah,
there's four.
The only, three and a half. The only thing I wanted was that Figment pop. And by the time we got to Hollywood Studios, people were saying that it was sold out. And I wasn't even about to go to Epcot on that day just because it was so crowded. There was a pop-up shop where Innoventions used to be. And the line just to get in and went from Innoventions past the Art of Disney.
Holy.
Just to get
balls. In.
Yeah. So I wasn't even bothered. And then I also heard stories that the line to get into Mouse Gears was backing up like all the way to like the pin trading area right behind Spaceship Earth. So like I wasn't even going to bother there. Funny story though, you know, I heard that 2 hours later it was sold out.
Is that the day that I went to Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios?
Was that a Saturday?
Yeah, that was Saturday.
Okay, so this was the day after.
Okay.
Yeah, so this was Sunday.
Okay.
So I heard like 2 hours later, like all the cool merchandise was sold out, that the Figment Funko Pop was sold out, whatever. I wasn't going to worry about it because it essentially just saved me $100 in merchandise. I met up with a friend from Twitter, Drunk at Disney, and he ended up handing me or giving me an extra one of his buttons, like the I Was There 35th anniversary button. So thanks to Drunk at Disney for hooking me up with that. 2 days later, we went back to Epcot. So it's the third, and it's the day before we leave. And we go ride Imagination because we're like, it's the anniversary. Why not? Let's go pay tribute to Figment. I swear to God, I walk out of the ride into the gift shop, six shelves full of this Funko Pop that was supposedly sold out 2 days ago. So I did what anyone else would do, and I bought four of them. But I'm not hoarding them. I actually legitimately bought some for people. Like, I'm keeping one. I bought one for Ryan. I bought one for Jake, which I need to get out to the mail to you. And then I bought one for another friend of mine. Another quick thing to mention, we did the Halloween party the same day. So it was the same day as the 35th anniversary. Last Halloween party we went was in 2015, and it was not a good one. It was oversold. It was hot.
Wait.
All the rides were – what?
What did you do last year? Did you do the Christmas party last year?
We did Christmas party last year.
Okay. I was like, that seemed a lot more recent than something. Okay. Continue. Yeah. Sorry.
So Halloween party 2 years ago was hot, was not comfortable, was not fun, was packed, oversold, and all of the wait times were just as long, if not longer, than normal park day. This Halloween party was much better. This Halloween party was much like our Christmas party last year, where it wasn't oversold, you could move around freely. There was actually a nice breeze in the air, so it was probably in the low 80s, if not high 70s, with a nice breeze. It was a little bit muggy, but it's Florida and whatever. So
it was a little bit normal.
It was a little bit exactly like it was supposed to be. So Sanderson Sisters show was really good. Hallowishes still remains my favorite fireworks show on property.
Oh, is it still Hallowishes?
Yeah, yeah. And
Hallowed Dreams Come True. Whatever. I don't know.
I didn't see that one. I didn't get a chance to stay for the parade. because we started to get a little tired. So by the time we left, it was close to midnight, but we skipped the parade. All in all, it was a fun trip.
That sounds awesome.
It was a really long trip report.
We rarely talk about the cruise on this show. No one ever goes and gets married on it. I feel like we have an inside scoop. I do have a cruise question.
It was super fun. And our wedding planners were super nice and very accommodating too. And they could not have been any nicer.
Like everyone on the cruise, like all the cruise cast members are like super amazing.
Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. Like I enjoyed my Disney cruise. I mean, I'm a little partial to it because I got married on it. But have you guys taken any other cruises?
No.
Ooh.
No?
Josh, helicopters don't count.
No, I spent time on a Coast Guard cutter.
Technically, I have two.
mine was out at sea.
But like a Royal Caribbean cruise or a...
I've seen them.
Maybe a Carnival.
I've flown over them. One time while they were shooting off fireworks.
Oh, did you get hit?
Well, not over them. We were flying around them while they're shooting off fireworks.
Oh, fair enough.
The cruise.
So as much as I enjoy the cruise, there was Disney stuff on the cruise, but it just kind of felt like a cruise. Like, because I've been on a Carnival cruise before, and it was – and I don't know if, just all cruises operate the same way, which I guess they have to. So maybe, in retrospect, maybe my thoughts were a little outlandish. But I thought we would get a little bit more of, and this Disney sugarcoating on the cruise, which I guess we did. And maybe I was just too busy to even pay attention. But
did you watch any of the Broadway shows or Broadway-style shows?
No, I didn't have time to. But they were showing movies on the boat that hadn't come out on Blu-ray yet. And one of them was Spider-Man Homecoming. And I had every intention on going and watching it. And I missed it.
Wait, have you seen it?
It was like the only. No, I haven't.
What's wrong with you people? It's amazing.
So, they were also playing Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales, but I didn't make it out to that either.
I have no comment on different cruises and what Disney does, but Disney did good.
They did good. They have meet and greet characters sporadically throughout the day. So, like, one day it was princesses. So there's Belle and Tiana, Aurora, Cinderella, Snow White. And then, of course, since it was Halloween on the high seas the day we got married, there was Halloween Mickey, Halloween Minnie, Halloween Goofy, Halloween Pluto, and the next night it was Pirate Day. So Pirate Goofy and Pirate Pluto and Jack Sparrow came out, and we were trying to go and get pictures with a couple of them, but every time we would show up, the line was just easily 50 or 60 people deep, and it just wasn't worth standing in line for. Which sucks, because part of the wedding package, we got one free 8x10. So you can take as many photos on the boat as you want, and then they print out the photos, and you can go and buy whichever ones you want. We just never got around to taking any photos, so we didn't get any 8x10.
Wait, you didn't take any – but, like, all the photos you took were part of a package?
Right.
Okay.
Right, no. So the photos okay. So let me clarify. So we hired a wedding photographer.
Okay.
So all of the photos that we took were from a private wedding photographer who we paid to be on the ship to take photos of us. If we didn't do that, there were Disney photographers on the boat that were taking pictures in front of these cool backdrops with all of these characters, and those were the pictures where you were able to go to their picture selling desk and just say, oh, I'm in this portfolio, and they would pull your portfolio and show all the pictures that you had taken the day before, and you had the option of buying all or none of them.
Oh.
So Yeah, but we didn't get a chance to take any photos with the Disney onboard photographers because we're so busy with the wedding photographer.
Okay, that makes more sense. That's
yeah.
So
yeah. But all in all, it was fun. And of course, before we left the cruise, Chelsea liked it so much that she put money down on a placeholder for another Disney cruise. And I think it's just good for whatever Disney cruise we want to go on whenever we decide to book it.
So Mutineer Cruise, right, guys?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of felt like a mutineer on that boat.
Wait, did you steal the boat?
I'm not at liberty to say what I did on that boat or with the boat. I have no idea what you're talking about, Josh. Mind your own business.
Fine, I will.
That's not the mutineer attitude.
Mind my own business while I'm still in a fucking boat.
As opposed to the regular boat.
It's a running gag.
Yeah, it comes up a lot. But no, it seemed like you had a lot of fun. I mean, you should have. And okay, on to our main topic. No.
Yeah, I think we should probably save the main topic for next week.
Another day. Yes. So actually, we need to do a Halloween disaster hour. I mean, we had a really awesome guest last year on our Halloween disaster hour.
What was that?
As some paranormal archivist.
Archivist?
I don't know.
Paranormal archivist.
And then he just kind of stuck around and tells stories about his cruise. No, not her.
No.
Although, was she on that? I don't know. Anyway, yeah. I'm just jealous. I want to go on a cruise now. Thanks, Jordan.
You could have gone on mine.
I could have. I should have. I could go on. But, you know, I'd just be following you guys around going, I want my picture taken, right, too.
And, like, we briefly mentioned it. We briefly mentioned it earlier, but the day before the cruise, we stayed at Old Key West. First time at Old Key West. Wow, that's a really nice resort.
Really?
Yeah, we stayed in one of the villas because two friends of ours came with us. Wow. So, super, super nice resort. And I met Josh and Shayna at Disney Springs that day.
Oh, yeah, that was the same trip.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. I'm very happy for all of you.
That's what happens when you live in the middle of nowhere.
It's not the middle of... I mean, you know, it's kind of the middle of nowhere.
It's a desert town. It's the middle of nowhere.
You can get middler. Have you ever been to Nevada?
It's named after a dude that cultivated potatoes.
Yeah, it really is. in a religion that doesn't... Anyway. Doesn't even believe in saints. Doesn't even make sense. Anyway, local humor. Yeah, we gotta wrap this up. Josh is probably freaking out and tired.
Yeah.
We're sleeping already. I can't see him. But hey, Jordan. Thanks for the
segment. Really...
Josh, I'm thanking Jordan.
Sorry. I was trying really hard not to fidget.
You did a terrible job.
Oh no, no, that was me getting this little step stool to sit on, and I thought I muted my microphone.
Ah, gotcha. But yeah, thanks for the Figment Funko Pop, Jordan.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's right here. Do you want to see him?
Yeah, I kind of do. Hold on, guys. We're not going to end the show yet. Oh, look, there it is. It's in the wrong house. Glad I paid for that.
Are you going to open it or are you going to leave it in the box?
I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is. I've never had one.
I would probably leave this one in the box because once they're gone, they're gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
especially since it has here, it's got the park exclusive sticker on it right here.
Oh, gotcha.
So
don't dent my box.
Well, that's why I was asking.
If I had a dollar for every time I've heard that.
Yes. Way down. Hi, Josh. So anyway, I guess we should wrap this up. That's our show, everybody. And you've been listening to it.
Wow.
Josh is surprised.
Nah.
And Shayna missed it. You and Annie.
The whole
thing. Puppet Annie side.
Nope. She was here.
So anyway, you've been listening to Meek Mutineers and Jordan's story and everything else, and I can't go watch the Star Wars trailer again. I always forget how to end this. You've been listening to Meek Mutineers. I'm Jake, that's Josh, that's Jordan, that's Puppet Annie, that was Shayna, as always.
Fuck you.
Yay!
Finally.
I could, but I'm not gonna, because I'm a bigger person than you.